It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Absheni, Moloini, Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi. Wherever you are streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Today I am super focused because the cameras are focused on us.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But I think the cameras are going to blush and the cameras and ring lights and all the lights are going to be focusing on this specimen of a human being. They were beautiful, they were shining, ever glowing. Oskumi, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. Did you have a good week?
Yeah. Have you seen the weather? Of course I had a great week.
Okay.
Like this is my kind of weather.
BMW?
Sir.
Just
simply
BM.
Simply because I can wear my sweatpants and sweaters without anybody judging me.
Oh, maybe. Yes. All right. Let me tell you. Yeah. Maybe it's because we have moved studios, right? We never used to sit in a couch before.
No.
The aesthetics has never been this good.
No.
We've never had lights before.
No.
Maybe it's because we are in a new studio. Because we're counting down to our 50th episode. So we decided that
the big 5-0.
So we decided the last 5 episodes, we are definitely going to be doing them in a secret location somewhere.
Secret location.
Yeah, it's secret, guys. Yeah, it's secret.
I just sounding like the CIA.
It's secret location. If you know where we are, hit us up on our social media platforms and engage us and tell us where in Johannesburg. I just gave you a hint.
Yeah. We are. Where do you think we are in Joburg?
Where do you think we are in Joburg? But apart from that, we have one explicit episode today. Oskrim, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are asking the question.
Uh-huh.
Would you feel offended if your partner went to adult entertainment venues? I am talking about Summit, Wena Royale, Wena the Grand, Wena Capital. Don't be acting like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I definitely know. I'm just not sure if the streets are honest enough to know that. Let me tell, before we delve into, this is an episode we decided to give you, yes, you, who are watching us, who are streaming us, to send in your voice notes. We will soon announce our voice note our voice note.
Mlume English.
Our voice note number where you can be able to send us all the juicy details. We will be sharing that very, very soon. But we decided that we want to hear from you. Yes, you. Are you cool with your partner saying that she wants to summit anything other than Mount Kilimanjaro?
And also, you must remember that now, Kukasi, there are a lot of places that operate also as strip clubs, and they have male strippers.
Yeah, but
so this is not just for the fellas.
Yeah,
you know?
But
it's also for the ladies.
I personally don't like those ones that at Kukasi because or Ekasi. Sorry,
my English. My God,
I had to be snobbish, but Ekasi because they're not explicit enough.
What, you want to see things dingling all over the place?
Well, in your case, yes, but
no, I don't actually.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We definitely like everything out there, right? Definitely exposed and definitely, yes. We have very good bosom friends. So, we definitely. So, we're talking about those. We're talking about that. Are you cool with it? If your partner says he or she does it on a regular, would you ring the alarm, as Beyonce would say? Are you cool with it? Is there something wrong with it? We're going to explore that. But we've got tons and tons of voice notes that came in.
So I take it people do go to these places and they love it.
When we did voice notes, I said one of these good episodes, we're going to do an episode with Dr. Zenda, and she probably owes us that. Why do women love sex so much?
Because imunat.
Again, notice a lot of females had a lot to say. Lots to say.
No, but I think also it's because we live in a time when we can express ourselves sexually. We can express ourselves in terms of what we want, our sexual needs. Whereas the generation before us, our mother's generation, they couldn't.
Yeah.
Sex was taboo.
And
if you were a woman who was sexually liberated, you were deemed loose. You know, whereas now we celebrate our sexuality, we embrace our sexuality, you know, and hence we can go to places, you know, adult that provide adult entertainment and throw, you know, a bunch of 10 rand notes
drop
around.
Drop my money.
I'll drop my money.
Yeah, I see.
Bank on it.
I see.
You know, it's because of the times that we live in. They allow us to express our sexual liberation.
All right. We're gonna take a couple of voice notes. We're going to take maybe two at a time. And then we're going to just have a conversation in between.
I have
some staggering information. I'll share that information in between. But rest assured, the conversation or the concept of people visiting adult shops, adult entertainment, is not going to change anytime soon.
And it's nothing new, actually, because people have been doing it for eons, for years.
For the longest of time.
For centuries. I mean, they were hidden back in the day, obviously. Yeah. And, you know, they were maybe termed gentlemen's clubs or whatever. But it's been around for a very long time. It's just that now it's out there. You know, you walk down any main road in any town or city,
you'll find
and
it.
And there's a strip club. And it's okay. It's nothing new.
Yep.
The concept of adult entertainment is nothing new. And therefore, it shouldn't be. I mean, how many movies have you watched or series have you watched where there's a wedding? Before the wedding, there's a bachelor party or bachelorette party. And what do they do? Where do they go?
Yep.
They go to a strip club. If they do not, the strippers come to where they are.
Yay!
So this has been something that's been around for a very long time.
And I think the question we're asking is, are you cool with it? Would you allow it? And let's hear from you. I mean, we have had an overwhelming... Unfortunately, because of time, we had to pick some of the few, but we want to thank you for submitting all your voice notes. We will be sharing our number, and hence I said, not so distant future, where you can send these and many, many more of these type of engagements. Here's our first couple of voice notes.
This is take three. So, personally, I don't think I mind, but I'm going with him. I'm not staying behind. We're going together. We should have fun together. Or is he going alone?
Yeah.
I can strip from at home. So the answer is he can go, but with me. On a regular, I don't know. It could be regular, maybe once a month or whatever. I don't know. It depends. We can have our own strip shows at home.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind, but at the same time, he doesn't need to because I'll be a stripper. We can go buy all those kinky outfits. I'll do the strip club strip show for him. So I don't see the point. Why does he need to go see other asses flashing in his face? I can flash my ass in front of his face.
Okay.
Even worse, he can go just deep in the ass. So no.
You see my point? Do you see my point now? Do you see my point? Do you see the point?
I agree with all these ladies, and I'll tell you what. When I was in varsity, I had this dream that one day when I get married, you know, when we were younger, there was that one dining room in the house that you were not allowed to go in.
Yes.
Barikiabaying.
Yep.
I was going to have a room like that, but it was going to be for entertainment.
Yes.
Adult entertainment.
Let's get
and
it on.
And not for baying, but for my husband.
Yeah.
You know, I had to hit this whole thing that I was going to have a strip hole in there, everything.
With the whole shebang.
Yay, so that I can bring the...
entertainment.
The strip club home, you know, if my husband doesn't feel like going out. And, you know, we're feeling randy that night. Then, yes, why not?
Look, I firmly agree. Affirmative. You know, I wanted to share this. There's Summit, which you know, Summit is a holding company, right? So yeah. Summit is a company that holds many other Summit clubs that are within South Africa and many other regions. Listen to this. On a year-to-year basis, right? They make plus minus 10 to 20 million rand a year.
I'm mad at that. That makes sense, actually. That makes sense.
So, this begs the question to say, who is contributing towards that 20 million? Because if you think your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend is not at that space, then you need to further investigate further, because I really think, and I agree. I was watching an episode, I think it was a reality show, yeah, Kelly Kumal, and she started these pole dancing classes with Wanda and her friend. And what was very, very fascinating about it, you know, was just how honest she said she wants to do this so that her future husband no longer has to go to a strip club to.
But see, that's the thing that I want. That's the thinking that I want women to change. It's okay for your man to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Provided he doesn't go upstairs. Oh. The minute he goes upstairs, then yes, girl, there's a problem, you know. But think of it this way, and I know this is such a stupid example, but sometimes ukhala takeaway.
Yeah.
Because you're tired of eating a home cooked meal every day. Sometimes you ukhala home cooked meal because you're tired of eating takeaways all the time.
Yeah.
It's the same with strip clubs. You know, yes, you can strip for him, but he wants somebody different.
Yeah, and here's the thing, you know, in case people don't know, most heterosexual men love a naked woman's body.
Yes.
Natural.
Yes.
Natural. Whether she's rocking shorts, bum shorts, whether she's rocking a bikini, whether she got her twins out, naturally.
Yes.
Men will love it. Yes. You know.
And then to show that just because your man goes to a strip club doesn't mean that he loves you less. Sometimes when you guys are in the midst of things, he'd be like, act like you're a stripper or do this, act like you're a prostitute. You understand, role play type of things. And that shows you that when he's out there, he's not out there because he's not satisfied at home or he loves you less. It's because he's just out there.
And exploring.
Know? And exploring.
Guys, please, we always, I think the thread has been for the past 47 episodes, communicate. Your fetishes, your desires, communicate them.
Fantasies.
Yes, articulate them as much as you can. Yeah. Let's take a couple of more voice notes. Let's take a couple of more voice notes and hear what you have to say on this particular matter.
It depends. Visit to just check out the environment, or visit to get laid. It depends. That question. It's a question. I'm being asked if you would be cool if your partner visits an adult entertainment center, which is a strip club, regularly, and why? So, Mina, my intake is that it depends. It has two ways.
No, there's nothing of strip for him. Not be his strip. Nothing.
Yeah, once. I'd be a stripper. I'd go to, for me, instance, I'd go to a strip club, but just to look at the guys, not to get laid. There's a difference. People go to a strip club to get laid, to buy those hookers and buy like one night stand sex and stuff. You might as well just have a side chick that you fucking on the side, or a side nigga. And like having to spend your money on like a bitch of stuff like that.
Excuse the French.
Not regularly, but like once in a while. You know, it's really not a big deal. I mean, we're in like 2021, so these things should be normal. But like, obviously not regularly, like some sort of pervert. But yeah.
I tell you what I love. I love the conversation with the first one. So clearly that they the conversation has already started in the background.
Yeah, yeah. I just noticed something.
Yeah.
I think women have a problem with the men going to strip clubs because of the whole going upstairs thing.
Yes.
Whereas when we go to strip clubs, there's no such.
I see.
Do you understand? I think that's why women have a problem with it, because they know that my man is going to see this woman dancing on stage, and he might be aroused and he might be tempted to go upstairs, or not even tempted, but just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's why women have a problem with it.
And I suppose, I think, you know, my aunt once said this at a wedding, and at the time I thought it was controversial, but, you know, socially, as you develop and as you grow as an individual, it made sense. And she said to my cousin who was getting married, invest in a stripper pole.
Absolutely. And in pole dancing lessons.
You know, because she highlighted what she was saying, you know, men are like, she was like, she even, I said this in a couple of episodes, men are like kids. If you fail to entertain them, and by them I'm not meaning everyone, but if you mean in her context, if you fail to entertain them, they will go and seek entertainment elsewhere.
Yes.
Right? And I think if you've listened to all our podcasts till now, and Dr. Zenda has always said this beautifully, continuously, guys, it is a 50-50 thing. It is compromising. It is saying, what do you want? What do you like? What do I like? And how do we then bridge that gap? Yeah. You know, because yes, we're not saying that you need to twerk like a Cardi B or Nicki Minaj type of thing, but you know, E for effort, you know?
And we're also forgetting the most important thing. It's adult entertainment.
Yes.
That's all it is, entertainment.
Yep.
So when you go there to be entertained. It's not because you're looking for something. Unless you're single.
Yeah.
Then do you, boo-boo.
But
if you are in a relationship and you go there, you're not necessarily going there because you're looking for something or you're looking to start something. You're just going there to be entertained.
And also for the experience.
And also we forget that men are visual beings.
Yeah.
You know, they are attracted to what they see. They like what they see. Mm. And come on now, exotic dancers.
With poles.
Thigh tattoos.
With
clear heels. Come on.
Thin, if barely not, underwear.
Darling, Lynn and I've been there, and I look at them and I'm like,
God damn. All right, let's take a couple more voice notes on this very, very thought provoking topic.
Hi, Pangi. It's now. I'll be cool if Nami angvumela kuthi ngihambe.
All right.
For now, we're not that type, and yet we haven't experienced that or explored that together. The mere fact to hamba A1, that means you're in a problem. Yabo. I wouldn't mind kuthi ahambe, but at least nami ngibone ukuthi uya kuphi. Nami, my eyes must be clean. I don't mind, Mara. Nami, ngifuna ukuthi beke bangimarinate, nami ngibone ukuthi bamarinate kanjani. Ngingabi ne-stress, ngiyazi ukuthi makabuyela ekhaya ubheka mina akuna stress, but for now, angimele.
Wow. Okay.
Going on here, okay. Good morning, Panye. To answer your question, topic, would you be cool if your partner visits an adult entertainment tub, strip tubs regularly, and why? Would I be cool? I'd be cool, dog. Like, I'd honestly be so cool because it's just entertainment, honestly. Like, it keeps the spark alive, you know? And I'd probably even join my partner going to these places. It'd be our thing. You know, it's just a fun thing, if you ask me. Like, it's a good form of entertainment, how I see it. I don't see it as cheating or whatever. And plus, you know, watching other women could actually... Yeah, but anyway, I don't know.
How? How?
Listen.
How?
Listen.
Shema kengu. Why? Nega tazba. Uzoba imemba yena. Quickie adult entertainment clubs. No. I mean, I get it if it's like a boys' night or like a bachelor and don't. I get that. But like, why do you have to go call? Like, don't problem. What is it? I would have questions. I would ask his ass, but it ain't in it, but you are clearly when please. Was that gentleman's club? Hell no. 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 You'd have to have a valid reason. My wife, nigga, because it ain't sense. Gentleman's night, bachelor party, I get it. Guy, you know, birthday, boys, you know, like it was a boys. Or guy, bachelor, sharp. You can't go, but sharp. I don't have a problem. Not a class pause or a hook or a look. No. Aye. And why are you wasting money? No. Aye, man. It's not practical.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Well,
tell it. Mangwani anyag.
No, it's a no from her. Ashe,
mangwani akhatliki silo.
It's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. Why are you going there?
And what are you doing there?
What are you doing there?
On a regular. And I think partly, as I said, when I throw that number of 10 to 20 million, I wanted to shine the light on, it cannot be Huruya once a month or once in a lifetime. There's a frequent activity.
No, there are people who are addicted to such places. Like, we have to be honest, like, they're addicted to such places.
So I think then the question then beckons, Hore, what are you addicted to? Right? Are you a nudist? Are you just attracted to naked women or men?
They just like seeing,
you know,
beautiful and women going up and down a pole.
You know, but she's probably right. It asks a lot of questions. What is wrong with what is at home? So at home, are you not naked enough? Maybe, perhaps.
No, but also you have to understand that in some relationships, especially when people now get married, you're the mother of my children.
Oh, I see.
And the mother of my children is not going to be sliding up and down a pole in a thong and clear heels. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yes, the mother of my children is pure. She's wholesome.
As much as I have my reservations with that, okay.
Some men do think like that. I'm not saying all men. Some men do think like that. And these are the type of men who can't even go out to groove with their women because the mother of his, because he knows the kind of girls that he sees go groove. And he's like, I'm not going to expose my woman to this.
Yeah, but I think also, you know, at some point.
And also some of them, they know how, subconsciously, they know how they subjectify women. And they don't want other men doing that.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe we need to also, as men, heterosexual men also, to be very honest, to say, maybe that is why patriarchy exists. You know, if I can spend 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 rand at that club, entertainment club, why can't she?
Yeah.
You know? And again, I think the gender construct has been something that has been an underlying theme in all these podcasts, to say we have to at some point confront or talk about the elephant in the room, to say men get away with a lot of privileges.
Yes, a lot, yeah.
We get away with a lot of privileges. We can go to these clubs. Women can't go to men clubs because we must enjoy the objectifying. She can't.
You're right, because we've run a number of stories in the paper, in Daily Sun, where we've spoken to male strippers, and they say that men attack them.
Yeah, brutally punch, brutalizing them.
But we're not out here
doing the same,
attacking the, you know, the female strippers.
Yeah.
You know, so there is male privilege, and it is wrong. If you're going to go to a strip club, I should also be able to go to a strip club.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, the first time I actually went to a strip club,
okay,
was with my ex.
After these voice notes, I want to hear what happened, ooh, how, when, and yes, how big, how small. That's what we want to know.
Good question. Good question, but this depends. Was this a strip club with females in it? Are the females stripping? Because if so, then yes, she's allowed. Let her go learn some moves. Bust it out on me after that, you get me? But if it's a strip club with dudes, it's not allowed. It's really not allowed. She's out there seeing dangling penises every night? No. Fuck that. I was talking about, oh, well, I saw bigger. Like, where? Huh? So, no. If it's a strip club with guys in it, she's not allowed. If it's one with females in it, now it's kind of hot. We got some lesbian action. Something nice is going on. You get me? She might get some ideas. I like this. I like where this is going.
My point.
Wowza.
Can I rest my case?
Wowza.
I don't think I'd mind. Like you said, it's an entertainment thingy, club. As long as there's trust between the two of us. And yeah, I don't think I'd mind. As long as I trust him, as long as he knows he's going there to watch and have fun and come home. No snacks things. You don't do anything that you wouldn't want me to do. So yeah, as long as there's trust, definitely he'll be allowed to go whenever he wants with his friends or with me. But yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I like that.
This is very complex because I'm not my partner's parent. I'm my partner's partner. And so if this is something that my partner enjoys to do, who am I to take that away from them? However, what is it that he is getting or seeing at the strip club that he can't get or see at home? Number one, I think that would be the question that I would ask. And why is it regularly? You know, like, I've had a partner that I actually dated go to a strip club while we dated, but it wasn't regularly. And he was going with his friends. And he did let me know that they were going to go. Or after they went, I think he let me know. So I think it's a communication thing. I think especially with topics like this, it's important to sit down and understand why people do what they do. So that if it is a problem, then you can find solutions. So I would say that talking about this is the answer to it all. Talking about it first. I can't just, you know, I'm not a mind reader. I can't just assume why he does what he does, you know. So I think talking about it would help me understand more why they do what they do, so that we can sit down and figure out if it's a problem or not, and why, you know, it is a problem or not, and what the solutions thereof are. But outside of that, I think it's very important that we understand that as partners, we are not our partner's parents. So essentially, you can't come and tell your partner what or what not to do. You can sit down and reach a compromise and an agreement, but you can't tell someone what or what not to do, because you guys are both adults and you guys are both people and you both have your own interests. And then it's up to you guys to find out whether your interests align and whether you guys are compatible or not based on your interests and your communication. But outside of that, you can't tell your partner what or what not to do. That's just my opinion.
Can we put a volume on her, ne? Like, I was thinking maybe we just make it a tad louder so the people at the back might not be able to hear it. I personally fully agree with what she's saying. I think where we always get it wrong with relationships, and it's just that in this context we're talking about adult entertainment, but in general, every time when we talk about things that of matters of the heart, what we tend to forget is that we are not our partner's parents.
Yeah.
And especially if you're not married, right? Mm. Especially if you are not.
Even if you're married.
No. But at least with marriage, you know, you are one, right? But in a relationship, people then think that they are obliged or they're obligated to then become the sheriff or the lawyer of somebody else's life.
People have this thing of thinking, I can discipline my partner. I'm going to discipline him.
Or her.
And I'm going to discipline her. Like, what? Who are you to discipline me? I'm a whole grown adult. Talk to me if you have a problem. You know, let us iron out our issues.
Exactly.
You know, and let's, guys, can we please stop policing each other in our movements?
Because ultimately, it's funny. We were talking about Eskimo brothers and sisters. We're talking about cheating the other time.
Yeah.
And we're, ultimately, guys, I will forever say, good sex, money, even if you have all the money in the world, if Khumi or Mlu wants to cheat,
they will cheat. Yeah.
Period. And whether you are governing Khuri, where he or she goes, how much money you are tabbing his or her phone, you are watching, you send it. You're just setting up yourself to hurt yourself.
Guys, and people do not go to strip clubs to cheat or to compare genitalia sizes.
Exactly.
People go to strip clubs to have fun, to be entertained, and to eat the delicious hot wings, y'all. They sell delicious hot wings. I had them. They are very delicious. And that's why I keep going back there.
Was that the only
for
thing?
For the hot wings.
Was that the only thing you had?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, no. I went to the female. I went to the strip club that you go to.
Oh!
I don't like male strippers. I don't like male strippers.
I know, Shem.
Yeah, I don't like muscly guys.
I know.
No.
I know.
Me, I like sexy chubby.
Yeah, you like sexy chubby.
Yeah, sexy chubby. You know?
Sexy.
So I go to a strip club that you go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, okay.
And well-fed. Because, like I said, the chicken wings. And the beers are cheap. So come on now.
Is your favorite part of the chicken the thighs?
And the music. Dude, come on now.
All right. Do you like the thighs and the breasts?
Neither. I prefer the drumsticks.
All right. Let's talk. Let's catch our last batch. Guys, thank you so much. There's just too many.
Oh, y'all have a lot to say, don't you?
Too many. Too many, guys. Too many. So little time. Let's take our last batch and then let's wrap this conversation up.
I would be okay with my partner visiting an adult establishment because for me, it's all about, I don't know, like for me, I've always been a curious person. So I also enjoy going to places like that. And I actually went with my partner. So it wasn't a thing where I just went with my girls or he went with his boys or whatever it is. I wanted to experience it the first time around. Obviously, he had the experience already, but I wanted to experience it. So I went with him. And since then, we went a couple of times. So for me, it was a curiosity thing from the get-go. But the reason I would say that I continued going was the communication was very open in terms of it. Like, for instance, if he wanted to do something with his friends, he would be like, babe, I'm going to go over there. So I think it's okay if you communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, if you communicate with your partner knows what you're doing. If you do it on the down low, though, obviously that's going to cause problems for me personally. But I was okay with it. I am okay with it because, first of all, I started off with curiosity, knowing how it was, what it looked like, what it actually is about. But knowing that my person is there, it's totally okay with it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm okay with it. I would actually go with them too sometimes if I could. The option is there. But, yeah, went there a couple of times, didn't cause anything. I actually even paid one of the people to, you know, give a thing, like, you know, like a dance. So, yeah, totally okay with it. I'm open to it. It's super cool. And I mean, I respect those women for what they're doing, so I'm good either way.
I love you.
I'm okay with my partner going to strip clubs, specifically if it's like for a bachelor party or if it's like, you know, guys' night out or even with me, I'm cool with that. Like, we can go make it rain, but I don't understand why it would have to be a regular thing, because, like, why? I don't get the regular thing. It's a bit weird. Yeah, no, I'm cool with, like, him watching porn, but going to touch people, like, physically touch people, nah, I'm not cool with that.
I feel you, girl.
All right. Finally?
It depends. If you and your partner are open about it, and he's open about his sexual fetishes, and he tries to fulfill those fetishes with me as his partner and not look outside of the relationship. If just going to the strip club is merely for entertainment, then it's fine. Just as long as he's not looking for other things to fulfill his sexual desires.
Wow, beautifully. Beautifully said, beautifully wrapped up.
Wow.
There's just too many.
Like,
too many.
Yo, leapila, man.
Too many. But I think, Oshumi, I think what we can gather from here, communication is key.
Yeah, yeah.
Women want to tag along, seemingly. And we need to address consistently and where we can level the playing ground of sexual patriarchy, if there is such a thing. Because it concerned me. The gentleman who said he can go and others can't, It concerned me. We have to get to a point where sexuality equally benefits, equally satisfies, equally stimulates every single person. Whatever, or whether you have a penis, whether you have a vagina, it must be equally so. Not be beneficial to one side. Also,
you know, a lot of the voice notes that we got, a lot of the women said he can go provided he goes with me.
Yeah.
The first time I went to a strip club, I went with my then boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've never been, well, I had been to a strip club when I was still a student, but I'd never been to a strip club with my partner.
Okay.
And I wanted to experience that with him. And also I wanted to see what the hype was, because I meet, you know, and their hot wings.
Yeah,
and he'd been there a number of times before, obviously, with his boys.
Yeah,
and we went there, and then afterwards, because I was so excited,
uh-huh.
I was like in candy.
I'm so excited,
dude. You know, and he was like, "I'm never doing this again with you," and I wasn't offended. And he did go back afterwards a number of times without me, and I was not offended. You know, I had that experience, and I got out of my system. Now, when I go, I can go with my friends. And it's fine, you know. So, yes, when these women say they want to experience that with their partners, or their partners can only go provided they go along with, it's not fair. Mm. Because you have to allow your partner to have fun without you.
Mm.
Yes, I know strip clubs are questionable. But it does not necessarily mean that he wants to do something when he gets there. He just wants to be entertained, come back home, and then make the headboard shake with you.
That's it.
Not with the girl he saw at the strip club.
Yeah, and it takes a great level of trust.
And I agree with you when you talk about the guy who said his woman caught, like, no.
No, guys, let's get to a point.
Seriously.
Guys, let's get to a point where everybody.
What are we,
enjoys.
Cavemen?
No, man. No, let's get to a point, guys, where we equally. Right?
Yes.
I always say, if you've done mathematics, mathematical equations, what you do on the left, you must do on the right.
And I think also why people, both men and women, have a problem with strip clubs is because they magnify our insecurities.
That's true.
Because as my man is probably going to think, oh my gosh, she's going to see all these big guys with all these big schlongs, and then she's going to come home and say, yay! Yep. Clearly, I've been missing out.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we think, oh, big butts, big breasts, and. And it's not even that. You know, your person loves you for the way you look.
Exactly. And hence I said, the last person summed it up beautifully. Communication, guys.
Yeah, communication.
It's absolutely key. And guys, most of the time we come into relationships with high levels of insecurity.
Yeah.
Please make sure that you address them. And please make sure that your fetishes, desires, the sexual dreams, if you are wet dreams, whatever it is that you have.
Listen, I want to be a stripper one day. When this podcasting thing goes south, me, I'm going to put on the clear heels.
Lalil, I was saying to
a friend, I'll be the shortest stripper in the history of exotic dancers, but it's fine. I probably need a chair to help me get up on the
board. Besides a flexible flexi-save account, I want to also be that flexible.
One understand.
Because who said if Soweto has these entertainment dancers, that's what they call them.
Yeah.
I think I can do that.
And I'm sure there's a market for sexy chubby.
Hello. The only thing with me is I don't have, my six pack is in the cooler box and it's not outside.
Oh, now there's a market. You don't have to have a washboard stomach.
No, I don't need, I don't have an, my six pack is not outside. It's inside the cooler box. So you have to take it out of the cooler box. But Lalel, if you want me to lift you, I'll lift you up. If you want me to take you to heaven,
The biggest respect for exotic dancers. I mean, it takes a lot of upper body strength to get up on that pole. It takes a lot of discipline not to cuss somebody out who touched you inappropriately.
Yeah.
You know, like I have so much respect for them.
And a big shout out.
Both men and women.
Yeah, big shout out in
particular. Yes, because a lot of them are objectified.
A big shout out to Zodwa Bantu in particular,
like,
for me.
She jumps, have the greatest respect for them.
She jumps to mind as we conclude to say. I mean, because people object, well, technically she is, because I mean, we did a story about her. You go to www.dailysun.co.za/news. We did celebrities, actually. We did a story about her. Some fan touched her some type of way.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, and everybody was like,
he literally put his finger all the way up in there.
Yeah, and she didn't have a problem with it.
I would not have only cussed you out. But
she was cool with it. You see?
And I would have heard you something real
hence
bad.
I'm saying,
hey?
She was cool with it. While everybody was wowing, she was cool with it.
And this is the kind of thing that they are, that these dancers are subjected to.
Yeah, but I think we need to at some
all
point.
In the name of fulfilling fantasies, like, it's just ridiculous.
Yep. Big shout out to all the exotic dancers, Summit, wherever that you are. We salute.
We see you.
We salute and we respect you. If you want further respect from us, do visit us on our social media platforms on screen.
Oh, yes. You can find us on Facebook, Daily Sun, or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or you can find us at our beautiful forever digital home, www.dailysun.co.za/mjolo.
And you can find this and 46 other episodes. Once again, guys, 47 episodes in. A big thank you to you. Big thank you to all the voice notes that we've been receiving. Thank you for the love. Thank you to all the 60 plus thousand people that are listening to us. 8 different countries, 4 different continents in the world. We are highly, highly appreciative. And another thing we want to emphasize, as we are in October, if that is a thing.
It is not a group assignment.
Yeah, thank you. Please make sure that you get yourself vaccinated. If you're not sure, visit your nearest vaccination site, vaccination hubs. They are popping up every single way. Every single place, every single way.
I'm learning my English.
Hey, Wena.
You're a bite.
Lalela. And another important thing that you need to be cognizant of, guys, please make sure that you keep it strapped. Keep it safe. Condoms.
Yeah, man.
One way.
Yeah, man.
We are trying to avoid a fourth wave of another pandemic.
Yeah.
We do not want to start another pandemic.
Not when we are on level one.
Please, guys.
Hey, come on now.
Guys, please, 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 as a belief. Once again, guys, for the 47th time, big thank you to you. Yes, you who's listening, the voice notes that continue to flood our social media platforms. We are highly, highly appreciative. When you see us as we are marching into our 50th episodes, do know that Mlungisi Impela is this one. The most handsome guy in the cheese cup. Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly. Buzz more than a beehive. The camera in the studio is flashing to Rea FM.
And I'm still Romisi Abi, still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.